Last year, when we presented our independent chair proposal for Home Depot, I more or less predicted that even though the chairman and CEO roles were held by two different executives at the time, that it wouldn't be long before the positions were again consolidated. Sure enough, here we are in May 2023, and Mr. Decker has quickly assumed both roles. Last year, I also presented a series of questions that Home Depot should ask itself, and I called upon the board and executive leadership to reconsider its emphasis on the ESG agenda. This was in light of the damage done to the Disney brand over political battles in Florida. It was also in the context of skyrocketing energy prices wrought by the radical climate change agenda. Regretfully, it does not appear my warnings were heeded, as Home Depot appears to have doubled down on ESG priorities rather than shifted away from them, despite a public backlash against it that has only increased since last year. Consider again the example of Disney, which is perhaps the one U.S. company most identified with left-leaning corporate America. In 2022, Disney suffered the worst year in terms of financial performance in 50 years. That's what woke agenda politics will do to a company. And now this year, we have also seen what has happened to Anheuser-Busch in the wake of the Bud Light Dylan Mulvaney fiasco. Sales across all the company's brands are significantly down, and its competitors are taking advantage. Yes, the backlash against woke is real. Another issue area where Home Depot clings to its ESG fantasies is its claims that it will, quote, produce or procure 100% renewable electricity equivalent to the electricity needs for all Home Depot facilities by 2030, end quote. All that means is that Home Depot will pay far more for its electricity than necessary. This decreases shareholder value without any benefit. Finally, speaking of shareholder value, while Home Depot is a strong company, it has lagged in some key areas under the combined leadership of Mr. Decker and his predecessor. Over the past 5 years, Home Depot's share price performance has lagged compared to that of its main competitor, Lowe's. This is largely attributable to the improvement in its competitor's improved efficiency and expanding its margins, while Home Depot's margins have remained flat over the past 5 years. These can be indicators of an executive leadership that, if it's not careful and sufficiently focused on its fiduciary duties, can one day wake up and wonder what happened to the significant lead in market share it had over its main competitor. Just look at Anheuser-Busch as a cautionary tale of what woke can do to kill your business. It only takes one misstep. Please vote for item number 6 on your proxy card. Thank you.